Trevor Donald has concerns about NB Power's plan to twin the high voltage power lines that run past his parents' house on Babcock Road in Upper Sackville, and he's hoping that Tantramar Council will take an official stance against the project. Donald will be presenting to Tantramar Council next week on behalf of his family, who before January lived in the Sackville Local Service District and didn't have local representation. Currently, an outbuilding on the Donald's property is about 260 feet from the right-of-way for the existing high-voltage line, which is a 345-kilovolt line crossing Route 940, just before Upper Abujigan Road. The Donalds are concerned that right-of-way will need to expand to accommodate a second 345-kilovolt line, bringing the cleared right-of-way that much closer to their home. The proposed new line would run from Salisbury through Memramcook and all the way to the Nova Scotia border, where it would continue on to Oslo, Nova Scotia. The total cross-provincial project is 160 kilometers long and involves constructing 447 new structures. 65 kilometers of wire and 181 structures would be required in New Brunswick, built by NB Power. Right now, NB Power is in the first phase of the project, land rights acquisition. The utility hosted a series of open houses in July to inform owners whose land will be affected, but Donald says the session his father went to at the Civic Center in Sackville was mostly promotional and didn't include concrete information or resources for affected landowners.
There wasn't anything, for example, if a person were to get professional services like a surveyor, for example, that would be like $1,500 to $2,000. So, you know, in order to, you know, do a fair market assessment of your land. So like NB Power made no mention of this, as well as like injurious affection as well, where they would assess your land before the project and assess the land after, and then determine a number in which you know the impact as well in terms of property value. Like none of this is discussed. It's just kind of like, here's a pamphlet. And then the pamphlet also had the threat of expropriation as well. Like if we don't get what we want, we'll just expropriate and then you'll be negotiated with after the project.
Materials distributed by NB Power outline a compensation process based on estimates from an independent appraisal firm, but also state that the utility may be required to use the Expropriation Act in some cases where the project timeline is compromised or the title to the land is not clear. Donald says that the existing right-of-way was established with some controversy.
They did expropriate property, and they did negotiate with landowners when they put that line in. And it was, from what I can tell, it was not a pleasant process for a lot of people.
Donald says his issues with the project range from concern for the health and well-being of local people in the local environment, property values, and the fact that the aggressive timeline could mean large numbers of expropriations. He also wonders if there's a case for the expansion project period.
I mean, the question will remain, is the project needed? And that's going to take, you know, that's going to take a lot of high up policymakers to go over the numbers and make that decision and present options. And I don't think that those have been adequately looked at.
Donald will present his concerns to Tantramar Council next week. With a career working for municipalities in Manitoba and Ontario, he's no stranger to presenting at councils, but he says this is a new option for many of those affected by the transmission line project, because many of them didn't have local government before January 1st.
A lot of people are not aware that they have access to a mayor and council now. They do not know how the municipal process works.
Donald remarked on the short amount of time, just 5 minutes, allotted to public presenters, but he says he will make do, and as part of his presentation, he's prepared a motion that he hopes at least one councillor will be inspired to take on. If a councillor makes a notice of motion next week, the matter would come forward for consideration in October. Dr. Mo Qureshi has a different perspective on NB Power's transmission line project. As manager of climate solutions for the Conservation Council of New Brunswick, he sees the extra transmission line as a vital upgrade to the region's grid, though he says to make it happen, NB Power needs to tread carefully in how it consults those involved. Coincidentally, the Conservation Council is releasing a best practices in community engagement guide for energy projects next week.
I do understand the issue of transmission lines going through people's properties and whatnot. And I do believe that they should start following our best practices and community engagement guide to make sure that, you know, you're communicating in a meaningful way, in a timely way, and in an inclusive way, including all the stakeholders involved every step of the way. But regardless, I do think that transmission is a big part of our energy future. The grid that we have right now is simply not reliable or sustainable. So to get to a clean grid and increasing reliability, we need to be able to sell our excess energy quickly and buy energy when we don't have it.
Qureshi says that transmission will become more important as fossil fuels are phased out.
In the future, once you don't have as much oil or coal on the system, it might be an issue because let's say it's not really windy in New Brunswick today. You might need to import a lot more from Nova Scotia, for example. So I think in the future, there could be more transmission issues. But at the moment, because you could just burn more fossil fuels to deal with it, we don't really see that as a problem. But in the future, where you can't burn fossil fuels the same way, you're going to have to find another solution to get that power. And that's through transmission.
Though NB Power is calling the new line a reliability upgrade, it does follow the route of the Atlantic Loop and could be considered part of the larger beleaguered project. NB Power says the upgrade would allow Nova Scotia Power more operational flexibility and greater opportunity to integrate renewable clean energy into their system into the future. While the power might be flowing eastward in the near future, it is possible for the same lines to carry electricity in the other direction. Trevor Donald will make his presentation on Tuesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. NB Power says it plans to complete its field studies and register an environmental impact assessment for the project sometime this fall.